This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today, and what's on your mind, first with really good news, and then with a request for help. It's just a cry for help, I think would be a better way to put it. First, the good news. Todd, your dreams have come true. We will have a pie social following the show tomorrow and Wednesday at the K-Fire Agri International.
Holy cow.
Mark Abenson. Yes, indeed. Yep. Our friend Malcolm and his lovely wife, Teresa Oatman, Hometown Pie Company at Devil's Lake. They make the best pie. There are a lot of shows, quite a Dakota shows and different shows around the state. So you probably, they sell a lot of pies from those shows, a lot. But you can also order some up yourself. But they're just, I can't even describe it. It's just so good. And we've done this before, and so we thought we'd bring it back and have a little fun. While it lasts, I'm pie for about 100 folks after the show on both days. Come on by and see us at the K-Fire Agri International. That's the good news for today, okay? I wanted you to know that. Now, a little help. A cry for help. I can't understand either one of the following things that happened over the weekend. Okay? I'm lost. So I'm calling on this audience, the greatest audience on the face of the earth, by phone, 701-258-0550, by text for me, 701-226-8503 for Todd, 701-367-2054 for me, to explain, I guess interpret, try to help me understand. They're both weird. Which is weirder, and what the heck it's supposed to mean? Here we go. Here's the first selection. On the campaign trail.
So you're arguably the candidate with the greatest advantage in this race. You've been the vice president. You weren't burdened down by the impeachment trials. In the participation. So how do you explain the performance in Iowa, and why should the voters believe that you can win the national election?
It's a good question. Number one, Iowa's a Democratic caucus. You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you. It was a little bit confusing in Iowa. Number one. But let's assume everything was exactly right in Iowa. The idea that you come in with about half the delegates that the leaders come in with in Iowa does not necessarily say how you're going to win Pennsylvania, how you're going to win Michigan, where, by the way, the Black Caucus of the Michigan legislature just endorsed me in spite of all of this.
All right. What was that? Your lion pony face dog?
Your lion dog face pony soldier.
One more time.
Lion dog face pony soldier.
You're a lion dog face pony soldier. Is that what he said? I think that's what he said.
What does that mean?
You're a lion dog face pony soldier.
This woman looks stunned. Absolutely stunned. Why does he always sound like he's been, you know, sipping on the moonshine too before he? I don't know. So is that the weirdest thing that happened this weekend?
It's just whatever pops into your head, you just blurt it out before you sort it out.
That might be the weirdest thing, or this could be. This is Joaquin Phoenix at the Oscars. I don't know what this was. Listen,
you watch the Oscars.
I think that we've become very disconnected from the natural world. And many of us, what we're guilty of is an egocentric worldview the belief that we're the center of the universe. We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources. We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby. Even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable. And then we take her milk that's intended for her calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal. And I think we fear the idea of personal change because we think that we have to sacrifice something to give something up. But human beings at our best are so inventive and creative and ingenious. And I think that when we use love and compassion as our guiding principles, we can create, develop, and implement systems of change that are beneficial to all sentient beings and to the environment.
What kind of beings? Sentient beings? Sentient. What did he just say? And I tell you what, all you ranchers out there, you know what you're doing? The whole milk baby, thing is really just over the top. You've lost the natural world.
More people are putting non-dairy creamer in their coffee anyways, and I was trying that one, but whatever.
So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, what is crazier? Which comment that you heard would you consider crazier, way out there? And if you can decipher any of it, I'd be eternally grateful. I really would. I don't know what a lion, dog face, pony, and I don't know what the... I don't know what the whole center of the universe, cow connection, calf, artificial insemination. I just, oh, you can't make this stuff up. Anyway, let me know, would you? Can you tell me at 800-228-0550? What the heck? What the heck is that? Is Nancy Pelosi a lion, dog face, pony soldier? Might she be
That's what the texture says. I mean, it's not me to determine who decides to call whom a lying dog-faced ponies. Have you ever heard anybody call that to anybody in your life?
No, I haven't. That's why I'd love to know if there's more...
dog-faced pony soldier.
What? More information from our fine listeners to sort all this out. I just don't... I don't get it. I don't... Totally don't understand. It smacks me as something. I'm trying to think what would the equivalent be at our house that you say where the kids kind of roll their eyes like, oh my gosh, he said that again. Dad's kind of funny line. And, it means nothing really. It's just a stupid line. And he blurted it for no apparent reason there. And, how do you clean that up? I don't know. Texture says that was a racist comment by Biden. Well, everything we say is racist, so I'm sure that could be turned around to be racist on him. Maybe they'll be saying that in Hampshire before they vote tomorrow. Texture says, considering the sources, neither of those comments are surprising. All right, maybe I shouldn't be blown away. Biden is nuttier by far. He wants to be the leader of the free world. Yeah, good point. Joaquin just wants to be in movies. He can be a little nutty. He's not trying to be president. It's a good point. Crystal, North Dakota. Casey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I think both Joe Biden and Joaquin Phoenix, they need to stick to what their handlers have written down for them and stop trying to figure out what's going on in the world, because I don't think they have a clue. I don't think that Joaquin Phoenix has ever been on a beef ranch or a dairy ranch in his entire life.
That's too far from the center of the universe for him to be there, I think.
It is. I mean,
yeah. He's busy using love. He's busy using love and compassion in the natural world.
There's too many times that I watch a Hollywood movie to where you see a combine in a field and it's shooting a hay bale out the back end of the combine. I'd really like to know how that works. I've been on a lot of combines in my life, and I've never seen them launch a hay bale out the back end of it before. They toss chaff and bailing, but I've never seen them actually bailing. That'd be really interesting if there was that machine out there.
What do you think this guy wants to eat? He's got a problem with the whole cow-calf thing. I mean, do you think he wants to eat leaves, or what is where's he going to get his protein?
that maybe he's had one too many Impossible Whoppers.
That might be. That could tend to make you a little...
You know, they're, Hollywood is so far pulled from the real world that they don't know what is going on unless it's written down in their script of their movie. And that's sad.
It is sad
and
indeed.
The bad part is they're preaching it, and there's people out there, the Biden-Bernie supporters out there, that buy the garbage that these guys are tossing out.
Appreciate the call, Casey, even though you are pretty much a lion pony face, you know, thingamajig. Yeah, isn't
pony
he?
Soldier.
Pony soldier.
You're a lion dog face pony soldier.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
wow.
If you are a working adult and you want to further your education, you want solid value for your money, right? Look no further than the University of Mary. Flexible program options, affordable, a university with an established tradition of academic excellence, flexible, affordable. Affordability, of course, means costs are truly competitive. Transparency, no hidden fees. Tell them you heard about it right here. They'll waive the application fee at umary.edu/online.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say, we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio.
Somebody during the break texted me that Joaquin Phoenix was raised in a sex cult in Phoenix. Look it up, they said. I said, oh, all right, I'll look it up. Yeah. And then you find out that He did opened up recently about spending part of his childhood in a cult. The Golden Globe winner speaks about his family's involvement with the extremely controversial Children of God religious group. The group continues to make headlines as ex-members reveal the extremely sexualized nature of the group and the sexual abuse of young children within it. Sick, 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 sick. So, I'm no longer to make fun of this guy for saying stupid stuff about cows and love and compassion and plundering calves from cows. I'm going to blame his parents. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
The fellow is screwed up. His brother obviously had some issues as well. Died of a drug overdose?
Mixed drug intoxication.
My goodness. This is why these people should not preach to us. They shouldn't run around telling you. I mean, we really. This is. They have no business. They're. They're in a completely different world. What percentage of kids in America then grow up in a sex cult? 0.1%?
Do you know anybody who ever has?
I do not. But I weep for them. It's awful. So
yeah, I don't either. That's the point. I mean, it's what, 0.0001% of the population.
That leaves this deal. Joe Biden. That leaves
Joe. Lion dog face pony soldier.
Yeah. Him. And you want to be our president. Calling people lion. Give me the long one again. Like, what prompted this from the question even?
So you're arguably the candidate with the greatest advantage in this race. You've been the vice president. You weren't burdened down by the impeachment trials. So in the participation. So how do you explain the performance in Iowa, and why should the voters believe that you can win the national election?
It's a good question.
It is a good question.
Number one, I was a Democratic caucus.
You were?
No caucus?
How can one person be a Democratic?
You're a dark-faced pony soldier. Now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you. It was a little bit confusing in Iowa. Number one.
Let's
assume it was everything was exactly right in Iowa. The idea that you come in with about half the delegates that the leaders come in with in Iowa does not necessarily say how you're going to win Pennsylvania, how you're going to win Michigan, where, by the way, the Black Caucus of the Michigan Legislature just endorsed me in spite of all of this.
Mm. Joe sounds a little defensive, number one, never a good trait. Number two, he's an Iowa caucus, right? I don't. How is he an Iowa caucus? Can one human being be a caucus? I don't. Oh man, alive! This is giving me a headache. So I don't. Maybe we should move on, because it's hard to fathom. Here's what some of you say via text. Rest in peace, 90210 Luke Perry. Yeah, that's a sad deal. You know, the whole thing's this. I wish these people would work more on that than anything. Texter says, in California at the governor's meeting, did Pelosi teach how to make their cities into feces and needle-filled homeless camps? I don't know. They're doing a pretty good job of it, though. I like your show, and most of the time your message. But not always, and that's pretty normal. But on the days I disagree with you, be prepared to be called a lying dog-faced pony soldier. No hard feelings, just too good not to use again. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Plugs does it again, says another listener. Just saw this morning. Biden was saying our president calls people names. Yeah, I think he does too. Lying, pony face. Yeah.
What if Trump would have called somebody that?
They would have questioned his sanity for sure.
James from Mandan.
James from Mandan says, I think Joaquin Phoenix is stuck in his latest character, the Joker. Sounds like the incoherent ramblings of a madman. Doesn't it, though? Robert says, Scott, why did Trump give... Why did Trump give permanent to HBC but not tribal colleges? Permanent to HBC but not tribal colleges. Probably should have pre-read that one. I'm not sure what the heck that is meant to mean. Yeah. Well, there's memes already. We have well, the meme business will do good from Joe over the weekend anyway. That'll go good. I have a text from a listener who has Joe Biden wearing a T-shirt saying you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier, so... There you go. Has there been any explanation on this? I mean, I think people have to be whispering, okay, you know, let's get Joe some medication. Let's get him a nap. You know, there have to be preparations somehow, some way there, I think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. You got it? Or you can text me 367-2054, Todd's at 226-8503. This is an email, actually. Scott, what do you think of President Trump firing Vindman? Well, first of all, I don't think President Trump fired Vindman. I know the media reported that he fired Vindman. For those that don't remember, this Lieutenant Colonel Vindman was a National Security Council official who decided that he didn't like what President Trump had to say on that call. And so he was part of a, I don't know what you want to call it, a little bit of a cabal with the whistleblower and others and testified against the President of the United States. He has his military rank. He has his military service. He's just returning to the Pentagon. As I understand it, what they do with folks from the Pentagon is they test them to the White House for the National Security Council, but they belong to the Pentagon in some particular capacity. They're just in and out as necessary for different functions within the military apparatus at the White House. But people that serve at the White House serve at the president's pleasure. He didn't get fired. He got removed from that post, yes, but he's still got a job. He's still got a paycheck. He's still got a pension, all that. He just does his work back at the Pentagon now, not trying to sabotage Donald Trump. If anybody thinks that's out of line, I'd love to hear an explanation why. Shouldn't everybody have an expectation that the people that are working for you want you to succeed, are part of your effort? Mind you, he didn't go to Mick Mulvaney, the chief of staff, or somebody else, or his boss, the National Security Advisor, and say, I have these concerns. He ran to the media. More after this.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables, too, for years with Vince Webker, and the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made, T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will campaign in Manchester, New Hampshire tonight, ahead of tomorrow's presidential primary, the first in the nation, primary balloting. His first appearance in that state will be tonight at a rally. He lost New Hampshire to Hillary Clinton by 2,700 votes in 2016. Before the president heads to New Hampshire later today, he will unveil his spending blueprint, which reportedly includes big cuts to foreign aid and social safety net programs like food stamps and housing assistance and Medicaid, while it increases the budget for the military. The Korean drama Parasite, the big winner at the Academy Awards, taking home four Oscars, including Best Picture, And Best Director, here's Bong Joon-ho accepting that award.
I'm ready to drink tonight. So.
And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Joe Biden a little off his rocker with this, by the way. He's a plagiarist. I just found this out. Actually, I don't know which John Wayne movie, but it's a line from a John Wayne movie in which an Indian chief tells John Wayne, this is a lying dog-faced pony soldier. He's been watching too many John Wayne movies. Maybe he's just kind of staring at the TV in his hotel room in Iowa, hoping it, you know, all goes away. Just thought you'd want to know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Pretty good stuff there. Next hour, we have VA Undersecretary Paul Lawrence joining us talk about the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019. Do you remember a call to this program some time ago to Kevin Kramer, Talk Radio Town Hall? An individual called in about a family member that had served in Vietnam, but not actually in Vietnam, just during Vietnam, out on Blue Water, and thought that was unfair not to be considered a Vietnam vet. Kevin went to work on it. Guess what? We now have legislation. We're talking to undersecretaries in the VA about that. Kind of a neat story. I love the fact that folks call in on things that, you know, would not be considered front page news or anything else, but of concern to them, and you get some help. Also, the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, Tammy Ibach and Bob Harms will be here to talk about a What's on Your Farm broadcast that's coming up next week. So we'll be at the Agri International tomorrow and Wednesday, Bismarck Event Center, and then on the farm the following week. Kind of fun. Clinton Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I think the only thing Trump's guilty of with the firing of Vindman is he hasn't fired enough people. I don't think we need to hide that he fired him. Good riddance to him. You know what? We need to clean house. We've got a mess of people like Pierre Delecto and his niece, Rona McDaniel, Mitt Romney's niece, George Romney's daughter. Those Romneys are evil people. They're not religious. They're evil people. They've got their little Mexican cartel that they're fighting with, the Mexican drug cartel. Who knows what they're dealing down there? That's what we've got running our Republican Party in an upcoming election. And we need to ask Senator Kramer, who has all the answers. He sticks up for these people. And I'm sick of the Republicans sticking up for people like that and going against Trump.
Well, I think, first of all, I don't convict, for lack of a better term, niece of Mitt Romney, because she's the niece of Mitt Romney. Actually, she's done a pretty good job. She did a heck of a job for Trump in Michigan, originally in getting him elected, and then she was the head of the GOP there, and then they brought her in as the national chair, Rona. So I personally don't think that there's any there. I'm not a Mitt Romney fan, so I certainly agree with you there. I think the bigger issue you bring up is this cleaning house stuff. When you have a White House full of people that are rooting against this president, and we have multiple reports, I've heard them firsthand from people who are friends of mine, say, hey, at one point 80% of this place is against us, maybe it's 60-40 now, but that's just unacceptable, completely unacceptable. They need to have a purge, so I couldn't agree with you anymore. Keep going. Vindman, Sondland, firings will continue until attitudes improve. And look, you don't have to like that. If you're, a little soft on, why would he do that? Look, the president has a right to have people work for him that he can trust, right? That's nothing to apologize for, right?
Donald Trump is in the same state of affairs as Richard Nixon was. George Romney was involved in that whole mess, and Nixon had a lot of bad people surrounding him. I'm not making excuses for Nixon, but he wasn't quite the evil character that history paints him out to be either. And the Republican Party is just about half full of rhinos and just garbage. And George Romney, if you really study his history, he was a bad person. And maybe it's not fair for me to condemn Rona, but I don't know. Two generations of bad people If you research the Romney family and that whole mess down in Mexico, there's lots of skeletons in old holier than thou Mitt Romney lecturing the rest of us about Donald Trump. I don't need to listen to one of his sermons ever again in this lifetime.
By Mexico, you mean the situation that where there was the attack by a Mexican cartel on a group of Mormons that were down there? And part of
if you research, there's three Mormon families that decided that they wanted to be polygamous, and they started a colony in the center of Mexico. And I mean, they're living in wealth, just fancy gated, guarded cities in the middle of Mexico. And I really question why the drug cartel has it in for them so bad. I think I only know about half of what these three Mormon families are really up to in Mexico.
The only thing I'd say is because there's three Mormon families involved in some bad stuff in Mexico doesn't mean every Mormon in the U.S. is part of it.
And you didn't hear me condemn the Mormons in the U.S. I'm condemning those three families, and specifically the Romney family. The Romney family.
And you said the Romneys are connected to the Mexico situation? That's news to me.
One of the three families in Mexico is the Romney family that's gone on for over 100 years that George Romney was actually, I believe, born. Certainly a part, his parents were part of that. And there's ties going right back to our boy Mitt.
Got it. Clint, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. A lot to unpack there. Let's go to John in Washburn. You're next on What's on Your Mind. John, go ahead.
Hey, things took a turn. Yeah, I was going to throw in my contribution, my non sequitur to Biden's dog-faced pony soldier.
Okay.
Mine is...
John, hang on one second. I want to be sure that's what he said. I don't know for sure if that's what he said. Let's listen really close to see if that is what, in fact, Joe Biden had to say. What was it?
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Okay, I guess it was.
All I have to say in reply to that is I hear Porky Pig likes Fatback. And that's about it. Makes about as much sense, don't it?
Yeah, no, I interrupted you. Is that what you were going to say? You were going to tell us about you get Porky Pig out of it?
No. I just, as an example, something that makes as much sense. You know what else about Romney? Look him up in Bain Financial. They were They robbed thousands of people of their pensions, old retirees. The guy's a real creature, but all right, I'm going to go.
Bye. I appreciate your call. I've heard that before. I've never really dug into that much. I know Bain Capital would go in and buy underperforming assets. It's kind of what some of those, you know, big funds would do. And then, you know, reform, bring in some, you know, different management and kind of, you know, get things going again and go back, sometimes under a different company. Well, if you have a pension from a company that's going to go bust, you're going to lose that pension, right? If it's not properly funded by the company, which is something you would know as you go. So I don't know that it's robbing. It could be actually rescuing if that person stays there. But that's a line used a lot by the left that really doesn't understand, you know, how these acquisitions take place. So I'm not exactly sure that's accurate, but I'm not a Mitt Romney fan. I think Mitt Romney is about Mitt Romney. I think Mitt Romney is very much, very much looking in the rearview mirror, still upset he lost, still wanting to settle that score, jealous that Trump is president and he's not. So much so he looks past Trump helping him in the U.S. Senate, to get to the U.S. Senate. Bad news. Texter says, Scott, what Joaquin said made perfect sense to Robert De Niro, Joe Biden, the Hollywood press, and most of the left. Okay, you think they get the whole natural law thing? All right. What could Pelosi possibly have to teach or share? Look at her city. It speaks for itself. Why lefties hate reality. Yeah. They resort to name-calling because they have no ideas that can survive logical scrutiny. You big, mean, stinky pants? Where's that now? You big, mean, stinky pants. What are they going to say next, Todd? I can't take this. Texter says, Scott, Dog Face Pony Show came from a three great John Wayne movie where an Indian chief said that John Wayne, one of the greatest actors, who have to show most of their bodies and use foul language to get people to notice them. Well, don't have to. Yeah, you're right. A different era. Texter says, Romneys have a Mormon community on the other side of the mountain from the LeBaron family, located on the Sierra Madre Mountains in northern Mexico. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints began in 1885. The reason they moved there was to escape prosecution for polygamy. This is completely true. Right, that's different, though, than being involved in drug running and some of the other things that were happening, supposedly with that other group, right? I mean, let's keep that in mind. Hey, can I tell you about MyPillow? Thank you. Glad you granted me the opportunity to do that because I was putting on clean MyPillow sheets this weekend. I was thinking about those deep pockets. I was thinking about how easy they are to get on the bed. They're just the best. And of course, you slide into those and you just love every minute of it. They really are great. And Mike Lindell literally went to the ends of the world to get the best cotton for this. Because it's in an area of the Mediterranean, that's a sweet spot for cotton. So a lot of TLC goes into these sheets. Same thing with the new MyPillow towels. They're not lotiony and soft, you know, like the other ones that don't keep you dry. They're soft, they're nice, and they work. All of them, right now, on special, if you go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, click that link, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Buy the book, Mike Lindell's new book. You get free shipping on everything you order. MyPillow.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 100
140 businesses in the Tioga area, and we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a...
We are back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Remember, we're at the KFAR Agri International tomorrow and Wednesday. Stop by the Bismarck Event Center and say hi. Malcolm Altman from Hometown Pies will be there. We'll talk to Malcolm a little bit about all those great pies tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Right after the show, little pie social. Stop by, have a free slice of pie. Yes, 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 yes. It's going to be fantastic. Can hardly wait. Love to see you. Okay? A listener sent me a clip of Steve Bannon, and Steve Bannon is a former top advisor to President Trump. He was a guest of ours last week talking about the podcast they did for the impeachment that they're now continuing through the election, and also one about the coronavirus. But he was on with Bill Maher doing battle. This sounds interesting. Let's listen to a little bit of this.
Trump's former White House chief strategist, Steve Bannon, has agreed to come by again.
Look, I'm not going to lie about it. Your boy had the best week so far.
It's the Middle East peace plan. It's what he's doing on opioids. It's USMCA. One action after another. Trump is about to run the tables. You have a totally divided
Democratic
Party.
I agree with that.
No, because nobody sat there after 2016 and said, why did we lose? Trump reached out to these working class people and connected with them.
But we mostly lose because a senator in Wyoming represents 290,000 people, and the senator here represents 20 million. That's mostly why we lose. The Electoral College.
No, it's called a republic, sir.
It's called a republic with a very flawed foundation.
Is it really democratic for one person to represent? I love about you guys. You've got to whine about everything.
You said, why do you win? No. You win because the game is rigged for you. I get it.
It is absolutely not.
The Electoral College.
Okay.
All right. See?
Hold on. With this attitude,
I know the beauty,
we're going to keep winning. Bernie's been screwed by the Democratic Party. Look at the last week. They wouldn't allow the poll to be released where he was up 4. Well, as soon as he starts closing in, the Democratic Party says, hey, let's have a re-canvass. The Bernie people are helping make Trump president.
But you don't
want to help make him president again.
Even I don't want that amount of socialism. This bait and switch you guys pull all the time. Let me say one thing. It is a bait. Of course it is. Wait a second. Let me say one thing.
Please spare me. The Democratic Party is owned by Wall Street and the corporate interests.
I think that the solution to the rising debt is a white president.
Excuse me?
It was a terrible problem when Obama was president, and now it is no problem at all.
When did Democrats get interested in deficits or debt? If you look at the modern monetary theory that underpins Warren, Bernie, underpins AOC,
Trump's doing worse at it.
Growth over time is going to bring down the deficits. He's a transformative figure.
I see.
In historic
He is that. We're going right into dictatorship.
No. He's united his party. He's got the economy on his side.
Okay. I wish we had someone on our side as evil as you, Steve. It's great to see you. Thank you for doing this. Steve Bannon.
Wish we had somebody on our side as evil as you. That's the best answer to getting whooped with some facts there. It is so true. There have been a lot of Democratic presidents elected under Electoral College. Look it up. Corrine and Lincoln, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Corrine, and I am a graduate student at the University of Mary, and I'm currently working on a research project that's designed to improve the cultural competence of the healthcare providers in the state. And what I'm doing is looking for some Mongolian women that are willing to discuss their experiences of going through childbirth in a foreign country. So, of course, what I'm hoping is that some of the listeners either are Mongolian or know a Mongolian woman who would be willing to discuss her experiences with me. You think there might be somebody like that?
Well, you never know. This is a vast audience. How would they get a hold of you, Corrine?
Well, I suppose that they should probably email me. My email is corrinemcclellan@gmail.com, and that would be an awesome thing if they would do it. CorrinemCclellan.
One more time.
CorrinemCclellan@gmail.com.
All right. Well, good luck to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You bet. Ray has something on his mind. Where are you, Ray?
I'm in Enderlin. Well, actually, I'm almost to Lisbon, so anyways.
There you go.
Hanging
out in the southeast.
If you wake up in the morning, you're having a bad day or whatever, take my advice. This works wonders. Go Alexa. Is Hillary Clinton president of the United States? Alexa will respond, no. Donald J. Trump is the 45th president of the United States. Alexa, thank you. And Alexa says, you're welcome.
Should I try this, Ray?
All of a sudden, the day just looks a whole lot brighter.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try this, Ray. I'm going to give this a try. Hey, Alexa. Hey, Alexa, speak to me.
Sleeping or?
Hi there. It's great to talk to you.
Is Hillary Clinton president of the United States?
No, Hillary Clinton is not the president of the United States.
Who is?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Who is the president of the United States?
the President of the United States is Donald Trump. Would you like to hear the latest with the U.S. presidential election?
No, just that he's going to win. We know he's going to win, so thank you, Alexa.
I was just going to say, ask Alexa who's going to win 2020.
Yeah, she didn't perform too well, did she? Kind of made me ask twice, but I do feel better, so thank you for that, Ray, in Enderlin. God bless you, folks.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.